going around the earth.
The same tefillah on Chanukah. You see, Raptos, Rivom, Dantas, Dino, Mekantas, Akmos. So the shayla that's asked is, what's the pshat that we say Raptos, Rivom? Because there's Baruch Hu, Kiilu, took up the grievance of the Maccabean. Fakir, the Maccabean went ahead and they fought a Muhammad l'shem Shemayim. They fought a Muhammad for the Eibishter. Right? Yevonim went ahead, they tried knocking out our Ruchnius, tried getting rid of our Ruchnius, which is what Klai Shaul is all about. And Mameli, what did the Maccabeim do? They went ahead and fought a Muhammad's mitzvah for the Eibishter. Yeah, we go ahead and we say, Rapsos, because Baruch Hu took up the grievance of the Maccabeim to knock out the Yevonim. So to answer the Shaila, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, from the first parak of Tehillim, it says in the first parak of Tehillim, Ashrei ish leholach ba'adzas rishoyim, kim besoy ras Hashem chefso, yu besoy raso yege yoyman v'loyla. So the Gemara asks, why first do we call it Teiras Hashem, and then we call it Teiras Zoy? We change it over first to Teiras Hashem, then we change it to Teiras Zoy. So the Gemara says, it's Teiras Hashem before we learn. Before we learn, it becomes Teiras Hashem, and after we learn, it becomes Teiras Zoy. It becomes an integral part of the person. Comes to Kiwi, that's his chelak and Torah as well. So Achara, this can answer this kasha. Raptos Riva, Menachanami Lumachom was Lashem Shemayim. But the Chashmainoim, the people fighting for Klai Yisrael, were on such a darga where they were so connected to the Eibishter that the Muhammad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was their own Muhammad for survival as well. They were together with the Eibishter. Mamela, it was Kiwi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took up their grievance. It was their rid. It was a rid for both of them. Menachanami Lumachom was Lashem Shemayim. Over, they were about this. They have this. They understood this was their chiz. So Rav Shamshon Pinkus, he has a sefer out. Nefesh Shimshon on Shabbos. I bought it in English. I think it's unbelievable. They're not paying me to give an advertising thing. I would say, following the fundraising thing that's going on here, that it's a wonderful sefer to buy. The Rav Shamshon brings down the Medrash, and the Medrash says that besides for learning Torah, the three Ikar Mitzvahs, which the Avonim answered, which the Avonim were nervous about Klal Yisrael fulfilling, was Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Milah. So he explains, what's the connection between the three Mitzvahs, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Milah? So he explained, because what Shabbos is about is Klal Yisrael comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eibishter, the ganze welt here, the whole world belongs to you. You made the belt on the seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're being makir, everything's the Eibishter. Even the Goy Shoshovach Chaim Yisrael, Goy is not allowed to be involved in that relationship. In the relationship of us telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all you. And now Shabbos is our time for connection. Comes along Rosh Chodesh, and we know what's Rosh Chodesh about. Zok the Torah, HaKadosh is Elohim. HaKadosh is Elohim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that it's up to Bezim Shalmata to control the months, to control the seasons, to have some sort of shlita kaviyachol over Teva, even though we know there's no such thing, but there's something called the Chodesh HaZelochem. So much so, that the Yerushalmi says that we know Simani Nairus could change Alpizeh, if there's an Ibriya or a girl cannot become a Gedol Alpizeh, and there's a Medrash that the Malachim come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when is Rosh Hashanah this year? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you asking me for? That's Bezim Shalmata. Right? So what's Rosh Chodesh is about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us that it's the belt in the hands of Klal Yisrael. So we have a shtickle machloit that's going on over here. We have Shabbos. Shabbos, we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're bottle. Out of the Eibishter, right? We play no role whatsoever. And comes on Rosh Chodesh, that's sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that we should have some sort of shlita over Teva. Even though you can't say such a thing. That anybody has shlita over it, but sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us to have some sort of control. Seems to be some sort of machlokes. So what's going on here? So we have first mission of Matthias. First mission says, "Shtayim ha'yisli metalis zaymer kulish liva zaymer kulish liva." Right? We will cut off the bed. This guy's pulling this way. This guy's pulling that way. And it says, "Mine." No, it's mine. Right? They're fighting. What does the Gemara say? Each one swears they own no less than half. We machlokes when we split it. Next case, the Mishnah Zayim Rakulish leaves Zayim Mekatzer Shaliz Zayim Meitol Shaliz Chalakim Zayim Azor Revia. The Mishnah leaves out one case. What case do we not discuss? We don't discuss the case. Let's say two guys walk in the Bezin and throwing the talus at each other. One guy throws his head, no, it's yours. Other guy walks in and says, no, it's yours. Right? The Mishnah tells us, what's the halacha? What about Kulei Shachal and Kulei Shachal? What do we do? What's Bezin supposed to do? They're throwing it at each other. They don't want it. What do we do? So, the Medrash, which I've heard, that there's a Maisa with Alexander the Great, and I believe it's the king of Kuzai, where Alexander heard that he had an unbelievable justice system. He heard about the king of Kuzai's justice system. The way he ruled was unbelievable. His courts were unbelievable. He asked him, Alexander asked him if he can go ahead and sit in his court. The Vada, come along. Come in, no problem. First case that comes up, two guys walk into Bezdin, two guys walk in front of the king, and they say, what happened? So one guy sold a field to a second guy, and the guy who bought the field dug up a lot of treasure, right? A lot of gold, lots of diamonds. Like I said, which is a lot of money. Moses and Machlekes. The guy who bought the field said, listen, the guy who sold me the field, but he did not realize that there was treasure inside the field. Now, maybe he should take it back. Right? He should take it back. Don't look at that. The guy who sold it said, nay, I sold him the land and everything that's in the land. Mamela, it's his. So here we have a case. Sort of like a kula shokha of his armor kula shokha. This was the case that came in front of the king. The king turned to Alexander. He says, no, what would you do? So Alexander says, spush it. Kill them both, take the money. Right? That's what it's all about. And they have explanations. What's the Hezber? He had a Svar, why did he thought such people were a threat to society? You need competition. There's a mahalak why he felt they were takachai misa and the money should go to the government. What did the king of Kuzai do? He looks at these two tzaddikim, right, who want to do what's right. He says, listen. He says, do you have a daughter of eligible age? He says, yeah. He says, you have a son of eligible age? He said, yeah. Let them meet. And let them get married. If they like each other, let them get married. And he'll give them the treasure. And kachava, that's what happened. They got married and they got the money. So what happened? We have Zaymer Kulei Shalcha, the Zaymer Kulei Shalcha, and what happens? Everybody ends up with everything. You end up in a relationship and everybody ends up with everything. We don't. There's no Yachleiku, there's no splitting over here. This is what happens between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Velt here, because Baruch comes back to Klal Yisrael and says, you have some sort of control. What happens? You can't end up with a bris, you end up with a connection, some sort of marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're biyachad. This is what Klal Yisrael is about. And the Yavanim verstehed this. The Yavanim understood. Let them put on tefillin. Smach nishtais. If they don't have a connection, if they're not one, if they're not together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they're not biyachad with the Eivishter, and they don't have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, this relationship, so then ain't a chan to be mekayim mitzvahs, but they're lacking. They're still chaser. The Klal Yisrael can't survive without that. So we have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and that forms a bris. A bris is a continuation. It's a covenant. It's an everlasting connection between the two parties. And this is what the Yavanim understood. This is what the Yavanim tried getting rid of. So, if this is what the Simcha and Chanukah is about, us being together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can just say that there's definitely no better venue than for the whole Chavura to be here with our two Rashi Chavura, Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Mordechai, who are two people who live this. They live this not just unbelievable Bali Kishrim, but people who are, we are makir, and you see in them that they're always connected to the Eivishter. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once spoke by a good convention, I believe it was in the 80s, I heard it from somebody, and he explained that there's a big nafkamina between the Baal Kishrin and the Talmud Chacham. Right? Some people just know a lot, and there's some people who take the Torah in. They become a Talmud Chacham, which is the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma on the Afayin Beis, Amud Beis, says that Kol Talmud Chacham she'in Tzeich Gevara in a Talmud Chacham. He's not a Talmud Chacham. How do we know it? The Gemara says we know it from the Aron. The same way the Aron was gold inside and outside, right? The Chitzonius was like the Pnimius. The Mele Talmud Chacham has to be Tzeich Gevara. He has to be gold inside and outside. Rector Hirsch, the middle was eight. Right? Totally inside was gold, but the middle section was eighth, and the outer part was gold. So what about the eighths? So Dr. Hirsch, because gold is always gold in the ground. Eighth represents growth. It's from a tree, it's from something which was alive. And in order to be Teichai Kibari, you always have to be steiging from the inside. There's no such thing as reaching a plateau. You always have to have that inner growth. Which is Baruch Hashem, something which the Chabura on a whole is always exposed to day in and day out, the constant steiging and the plugging and the we all know about, I'm sure there's a lot that we don't know, but we all know about the endless nights and days that our two Rosh Chabura give up only for chesed. They don't need to give it over to us, but us simple laymen have the schus of receiving their chesed, receiving their Torah, and b'frat to all single out avada, being that they work so hard for us, just to be makir toiv to the rabbitsins, two rabbitsins who allow us to have this, to allow us to have their husband's time of day, and when they're not at home, only makir toiv to that. And as a befrat, I just want to say on behalf of myself, I feel it's an unbelievable schos. I've had the schos to be in the chabur over 2 years, and to be involved with the ha'ilam where every single guy in the chabura is somebody who's a mevakesh, somebody who's shtaiding, somebody who only wants to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and to be in such a shviva is an unbelievable zach, which also goes for everybody's rebbetzins as well. Everybody's, you know, allowing them to come in. And there's no question, it goes without saying, that the biggest pickup for the chabura since the loss of Yitzchak Winkler is Rav Nachum Shlita. That there's nothing like coming in the morning and like you got this big smile from ear to ear, like another day in Gan Eden. You're like, this is what it's all about. This is why I'm here. Just, you know, lets you. That's when you think you're starting to burn out. All of a sudden, you got like this unbelievable, beautiful smile. And it's for that we're makir toiv to you as well, for keeping, you know, keeping us young guys into it, even though you're also young. But we just want to be makir toiv. And in Mirtz Hashem, b'schus this, we should all be zeichus together to greet Mashiach b'karev.
Amen.